from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
I'm Bob McIntyre. Depending on the results of an online survey, we could be voting for councillors in a realigned ward system in Timmins in 2026. Council's expected to vote tomorrow night to set the 90-day survey in motion. The options will be to keep the ward system as it is now, elections at large, or splitting Ward 5 down the middle with two councillors each, along with two East councillors and two Central East councillors. Once the survey is posted, it will have a more detailed explanation. New research done for the umbrella group of social service providers across the North informs them what the province needs to do to eliminate homelessness by 2035. The report shows that the number of homeless people has more than doubled across Ontario since 2016. It's been even faster in the North, doubling since 2022. The chair of the Northern Ontario Service Deliverers Association and mayor of Timmins, Michelle Boileau, says while her group appreciates the money already committed, it's only a drop in the bucket compared to what the report says is really needed.
There's figures like $11 billion to build 75,000 new housing units in the province. That's just a start to get ahead of the problem.
Boileau notes that the report recommends at least 20% of that investment be made in the north. Details of the report are reproduced on MyTimmonsNow.com. The cost of mailing a letter just zoomed up from 99 cents to $1.24. That's from a booklet, coil, or sheet of stamps. A single stamp is now $1.44. Other Canada Post products have increased by the same percentage effective today. The Crown Corporation says that will bring in an additional $80 million in revenue this year. It has lost $3 billion in the last 7 years. Well, as we learned this morning in our local history feature, the first car came to Timmins via rail in 1914. Local historian Karen Bachman says that in 1916, there were 50,000 vehicles across Canada. That fueled the need and desire for roads.
So 1916, you see the Ontario government create their Department of Highways at the time. There's no highways to speak of, but we're thinking about it in a big, big way.
That also led to a road between South Porcupine and Timmins for more than horse and buggy traffic. We'll pick up our cars topic next Monday with the beginning of discussions about the condition of early roads.
For these stories and more, or to sign up for news alerts, go to MyTimmonsNow.com.